At a special state hearing in Oswego County yesterday, government officials admitted there's effectively no way to prevent Lake Ontario from once again reaching the record high levels seen this year. In fact, they said it's bound to happen again. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, they think there may be ways to reduce the amount of damage the flooding caused along the shoreline.
The policy that the International Joint Commission uses to regulate Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River's water levels, called Plan 2014, frequently came under the spotlight Tuesday. Stephen Durrett with the IJC tried to defend it, saying record rainfall was to blame for this year's flooding. But a crowd made up mostly of property owners disagreed.
Whatever plan we would have in place, we'd have had the same conditions. I believe we'd had the same conditions we had this year, no matter what plan was in place.
But in the spring, you...
The legislators at the hearing were also skeptical. They repeatedly asked why the IJC board overseeing water levels did not have more discretion to lower the lake before May, since the water was higher than normal months earlier. Frank Scarimamano, another member of the IJC, blamed that on Plan 2014. He said the policy prevents the organization from increasing outflows before certain levels are reached.
We could have a perfect forecast a month in advance that we're going to exceed the trigger. We're not allowed to do anything.
Oswego County State Senator Patty Ritchie says the IJC board needs the authority to take preventative flooding measures sooner. And Oswego County Assemblyman Will Barkley says more local representatives on the IJC board might help the situation. In Mexico, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.